Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball is just inside the three. May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols. That ends the drive for the Patriots. No points.
That ball was tipped at the line by Cam Hayward. But what a drive that was to do, to go for it on fourth and one, to have the long third down completions, and then to not get any points out of it all at the end. That is just tough.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons comes your way less than an hour from now. They'll have Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots, today, as they do every Patriots Monday. You can check that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That pick yesterday, I'm surprised how much excuse-making there was for Drake May, and I'm surprised in general how much excuse-making there is for Drake May. He was out there with the ball with a chance to win the game, and I know Pop Douglas is the one who couldn't get the play, but they score 14 points. He has the ball in that situation, the situation we've been begging for, and I'd rather see them win in blowout fashion going the other way, and he's not put in that spot, but a lot of quarterbacks came through in that spot throughout the league yesterday. A lot of them, including Mac Jones, of all people.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield does every week.
He does it every single week.
Yeah, every week.
So a lot of quarterbacks came through in that spot. He did not. And, you know, that was an opportunity to come through against a pretty bad defense at home, pull out a signature win, and he didn't. And on top of that, he had two brutal turnovers. He could have thrown another one on top of it. So, yeah, I don't want to make too many excuses for Drake May. Yesterday wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I think throwing an interception in the end zone stands out. It should be weighed more than most interceptions, most turnovers, most bad plays.
Well, you said this earlier in the show. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but out of all the turnovers, that was the most frustrating one.
Yeah.
So they had five of them.
Right.
You had the worst one.
And then another one on top of it, too, right?
Correct.
So you had two turnovers. And so I get, you know, they're not even excuses. I get the facts, right? If you're like, hey, they scored 14 points as an offense, so you immediately point to the quarterback. However, three fumbles by running backs, you might have scored on those drives. It's not the quarterback's fault that those three guys fumbled, and it's not the quarterback's fault that Pop Douglas doesn't know what he's doing. So
right.
That's all, like, that's real. Like, you can call it an excuse, but, like, that's real, and, like, that's not to be blamed by, or I'm not going to blame Drake May for all those things. But a 92-yard drive down the field, and then you throw an interception in the end zone, that is brutal. It's backbreaking. Like that, you take all this momentum that you had, and now it is gone. And for everybody that was like, well, it was tipped. Go back and watch it. If he just launches it up over the defender into the back pylon, Kayshon Boutte will stand there and get a touchdown. So I hold that one absolutely against him. And then he got away with an interception too, but whatever, you know, you get some, you know, go your way, some that don't. And then he also had a costly fumble. Who knows what would happen on that drive? So the turnovers crept back in. He had a near flawless game week two. And one of the reasons why we said that was he didn't turn it over at all. This is a guy who's had a bunch of turnovers in his career. So how is he going to be able to clean that up? And then the turnovers came back this week, and it was part of the reason why they lost.
I feel like they're running him like just the right amount.
Yeah.
And so that's a positive for Drake May. Like they were going at some of those bootlegs to the right. I don't know. That feels like a glitch in the game right now. I don't know how much longer that's going to hold up. Defenses are going to have to adjust
to that. They could have done that a little bit more. I mean, they picked up those fourth down pitch plays back to like Ramondre, which I would have probably put Drake May in those situations. Or I think you can question some of the play calling that led to the interception that he threw in the end zone. They didn't run the ball at all on first and five.
Well,
like, I
would have
got some of that.
I think Antonio's waiting patiently on that on the phones. Go ahead, Antonio.
Hi. What's going on? First time, long time.
Welcome. Nice.
I was curious as to why nobody's really talked about the way the Pats ended the second half yesterday.
First half.
I believe they were first and 10, first and goal with three timeouts. I don't believe they didn't call a timeout. I just wanted your thoughts on
that. So Antonio, they had three in their back pocket.
So talking about the first half, right?
Yeah, he said second half. He meant probably going into halftime.
Yeah.
We did talk about this earlier today, so I wouldn't say no one's talking about it, but it's been a while since we discussed it. I didn't like not running down there. I don't really care that they had all their timeouts, but having the timeouts meant they could have run three straight plays if they wanted to.
Sure.
Down there.
I would have ran one of them. I would have, I think.
Me too.
Pittsburgh is awful against the run. At least they were the first two games of the season. You could have ran against them. Three timeouts, first and five from the five. And, you know, an easier response would be like, well, like, you trust any of the running backs? At that point in the game, Ramondre had the first series fumble.
Yep.
He had not had a second fumble yet. Drake May had not had a fumble. And Antonio Gibson had not had a fumble at that point.
Check, check, check.
So I would have ran the ball at least one time
or done
a little boot with Drake May and see if he can pick it up if he wanted it or
not. I would have too. But, and I don't love Josh McDaniels as a play caller, well versed on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the play call still had Kayshon Booty wide open in the corner of the end zone. Quarterback's got to hit him.
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah.
Right, he had two cracks at it first that weren't successful.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying, eventually, all the throwing there, if your quarterback just hits a wide open.
He could have had a touchdown.
If a quarterback hits a wide open throw, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm not as up in arms about that. I like to criticize McDaniels when I think it's worth criticizing. You brought it up earlier. I hated the pitch plays on fourth down.
I can't believe they got away with those.
Hey, Josh, memo to Josh. I know those work. The Pop Douglas play finally caught up to you at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Stop running these plays backwards and short of the sticks. How about you run them at the sticks?
Well, he's always done that, so it's never going
to
change.
Fine. But, like, memo to Josh. That that would be, to me, a good criticism. I also would have mixed in a rundown there.
Mm-hmm.
I have bigger criticisms than that coming in. But if you want to weigh in on that and kick the offensive coordinator, go for it. I would start with the QB on that. Meanwhile, that interception did come two plays after Drake May hit the deck, smashed his head off the turf. He was asked about this after the game. Maybe he'll get asked about it more with WEEI Afternoons when he comes up later on this afternoon.
4 or 4:15.
Oh, is that what time it is? Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know the time. Thank you. So 4 or 4:15. Here's Drake May after the game discussing his head hitting the turf there and what went wrong.
If I could follow up on that play, two plays prior to that, you got hit pretty hard. The back of your helmet slammed against the turf. And I just wanted to ask, were you surprised not to get evaluated? Did you have any thought of coming out? Were you in pain? And do you think it affected any of the decisions on the interception?
No. You know, I wouldn't. Shoot, I felt good. You know, I learned from last year. If you get, you know, banged up, you got to get back up quick or they'll spot you. So, no, I felt fine and, you know, feel good now. So, there's two good players that try to get after the quarterback. It happens.
He's like, I don't know where I am right now. I don't know what day it is or who you are.
Were there this many shoots last year? I feel like
this is
new.
More shoots. It's a shooting match on every time he talks to the afternoon show.
It is.
He had one question last week. It was like 3-4 shoots.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels started a press conference a couple of weeks ago with Shoot. I was like, is this a sneaky troll job by Josh?
Oh, you think he was calling him out?
I was wondering.
Or it's like an homage. Maybe they just spend so much time together. Maybe that's what it is.
You Shoot.
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 Well, maybe it was him asking four questions.
Yeah, but still.
That could be.
Hey, guys, Shoot.
Yep.
But no, this is not an excuse for Drake.
No, but I think something happened there.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I think maybe he's still a little foggy on that play. I'm shocked the spotters didn't get involved. That's not Drake's issue. That's not the Patriots' issue. That's a league issue.
Oh, it's a good job by Drake.
I'm shocked they didn't get involved there. But, right, he said he learned last year, get up.
Yeah.
Get up and get out there and run the next play.
Which is great. Like, I mean, I like to hear that. But at the same time, the league is probably like, wait a minute, what? Or, like, anybody that really cares about player safety is like, hold on a second. You shouldn't say that.
I mean, I saw his head hit the turf.
Yeah.
Eagle was a little slow on a lot of this stuff. But if you were paying attention, you saw his head hit the turf right away. And whether he gets up or not, they should flag it. Like, it's wild that they did it. And so, yeah, maybe he was still feeling some cobwebs. He was foggy, whatever it was. And maybe that impacted the pick. Maybe.
Also, speaking of a guy that was inducted into the Team Hall of Fame, Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
he had a couple plays. I mean, one famous one in the Super Bowl where you're like, he was knocked out,
yeah,
and then showed back up and made like big plays. You're like, yeah, how come he's not out of
there?
No,
I mean,
he told a story on his podcast with Amendola how him and Amendola on punt returns would pick each other up and tell them what time of the day it was and like who was president in case they got questioned for concussion protocol. Like, they would sprint to the other one, pick them up, and tell them the answers.
Yeah. They're like, they're going to ask you this, so get ready to say it. And they're like, who are you? Hi, my name's Danny.
I have not heard. That's what they talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah, I saw a clip from it over the weekend.
Wow.
It might be old, but I just saw it.
Oh, that's great.
Holy moly.
I mean, great and horrible all wrapped up in one.
But I know what you're saying. But look, I mean, it's a barbaric sport. Yeah. So you got to get yourself up and get out there. And I'm sorry, but you got to, if you were foggy or had cobwebs or what, you got to play through that. A lot of guys are playing through mm-hmm. that. That's the sport,
mm-hmm.
As awful as that is to say. And so that's not an excuse to just go out there and go through the motions and throw a pick down at the goal line. It's
but
not.
He might get like a letter.
Oh.
Just be like, hey, maybe cool it with publicly saying how you skirt around the safety checks.
That's probably true. So I don't know. I don't know where my confidence level resides with the offense. I don't know what they do next week against Carolina. I do know that Carolina is a horrendous defense, like historically bad against the run
a
year ago.
They pitched a shutout on Sunday.
They did. Falcons still ran well on them in that game.
They outgained them. They did everything basically. Besides.
Oh, so was this
one? It was a Patriots.
If we were doing a Patriots,
if we were doing Patriots, if we're doing Atlanta radio today, it's like we dominated the Panthers but lost 30-0. That's what we're doing.
Just Penix threw two pick sixes. That's what happens.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he did. He was not good in the game.
So I you said this earlier, Keith, a couple of times. You wouldn't play Stevenson this weekend. Me neither. You're an active.
No,
you're a healthy scratch.
I would sit him down, and I know I don't have like the most confidence in Antonio Gibson, and I understand Travion Henderson hasn't exactly been picking up the pass blocking like they thought that he would coming out of college. But I would say, all right, it's going to be a Henderson game, and it's going to be a Gibson game. And that's what I would do with Stevenson. I'd keep him on the team, but I wouldn't play him. And then I would go, see you later to Pop Douglas. I'm like, all right, thanks for your time here in New England. Better luck somewhere else.
But, like, what's my confidence level in the offense? It's a little shaken, to be honest. They moved the ball all day. They couldn't score. They had a million turnovers. Like, my confidence is a little shaken.
I'm shooketh.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
But, that is another trash team and another trash defense on the other side. And so, Drake May, control the turnovers. That's easily a winnable game. I haven't even looked. Are they favored in the game this weekend? They probably should be.
They should be the favorite.
They're at home.
Early look here?
Yeah, give me an early look ahead.
All right. Let me see. Game. Week four, they are playing the Carolina Panthers, and they are 5.5-point favorites.
Okay, so there you go. You know, like, no excuse. Clean up the turnovers, no excuses. You should beat that team going away. The offense should get back into rhythm. And I thought last week might be a Travion Henderson game. I didn't exactly know how it was going to play out, where everybody in front of him was going to get benched. I think this is going to be your Travion Henderson game. If he's really as dynamic as we saw in the preseason, as the coaches talk about him, they invested a lot, like an early day two pick. They invested in him.
Yeah, he needs to.
This could be a big week for him if you're not going to go to Ramondre Stevenson, and we don't want them going to Ramondre Stevenson this weekend. So that could be a big guy to highlight this
That's
weekend.
What we would do, but do you think Ramondre will just be out there
I think
and maybe like not
I
start or something?
I didn't think that when I woke up today. Then I heard his answers to the Greg Hill show. Then I heard his answers subsequently to the media after that. Now I think they're going to go back to him. Yeah.
Does he start? Like nothing ever happened?
I don't know. Does he come on the pregame show and say he's not going to start and then start him anyways?
No, I don't think he'll do that.
I don't think so either, but again, there's a lot of mayo.
Right.
In Mike Vrabel, much more than I ever would have expected and or realized. The defense is frustrating too, Keith. And on the one hand, they made some adjustments. They cleaned some things up as the game went along. But they don't feel dialed in, ready to go. We had a caller earlier today say it's a bottom five defense. I don't think they're that bad.
No, it's not that far down.
Maybe you're getting Christian Gonzalez back this week. Maybe. You should get Christian Gonzalez back this weekend. But that's been a massive disappointment as well through 3 weeks, and it was a massive disappointment in the first quarter yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Because
they were getting gashed.
Yeah, it was a horrible start. A couple penalties mixed in there, but they weren't playing very well. They're down 14-0. But this is the first time they held a quarterback under 300 yards. In fact, they held Rodgers under 150. But when he needed it, he got it. Right? It was sort of like a defensive sandwich where the bread was terrible. The meat was good. In the middle there, the cheese of the sandwich.
True.
Well, they started out as 14-0, then they got a million stops, and like quick stuff, like three and out stops, turnovers. Rodgers to start the second half had that horrible throw right to Robert Spillane. But then game on the line, Steelers offense is finally able to put together a drive down the field.
Let me tell you, just on Rodgers quickly. He really doesn't look right in that Pittsburgh uniform.
No.
Like, with the Jets, I got it was, like, jarring. It was a different team. But something about the Pittsburgh uniform really doesn't look right.
Yeah, it
doesn't
look
too big on him.
Yes, his helmet?
Yeah, it does.
That's like, he's got, like, a giant chin strap and, like, not enough of a face mask. Like,
it looks like they just dug it out of the equipment.
Something doesn't look right. I don't know exactly what it is, but something doesn't look right.
Yeah, he does. He looks different.
And he was pissing me off in game. All of the, like, first down gestures when he was getting these crap-ass flags yesterday were really...
Oh, he'll get under your skin.
Really bothering me yesterday. Yeah. There was something about that.
He's 41, can still spin it.
I heard that once or twice on the broadcast. Yeah. He's an old man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ray...
I can wear his jersey, though, because he's actually older than me. He's older than both of us. Not by much.
We're not allowed to go the other way?
I personally don't.
What do you do with the Class A jersey?
Huh?
That's a Scherzi. Wait.
Well, he's not even a player anymore. Yeah, it was a giveaway. Yeah, it's a free giveaway.
Oh, okay, it's
a really big ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear that.
Huh? Meanwhile, Ray has been complaining about the receivers all day long. Pop Douglas, I get complaining about. I don't look at the receiver room as an issue. Ray in Cumberland on Twitter, though, has been complaining about the receiver room all day. They have nobody in the room. He says, are you guys going to mention how bad Steph Diggs blows?
So I didn't think yesterday was the day for it, only because they didn't do a whole lot, right? Meaning, you know, Matt Collins, 4 for 27. Steph Diggs, 3 for 23. Kayshon Booty, 2 for 28. Kyle Williams had the one catch for 8 yards. So we focused on Pop Douglas. Neither one of us even want him on the team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They were still able to throw the ball because Hunter Henry had such a good day. That really what happened for them was their running backs fumbled 3 times.
Yep.
Drake May fumbled once. And then Pop Douglas, who we have singled out several times, couldn't get to the first down marker. So, yeah, those guys didn't have a great day, but they didn't do anything bad either.
Okay, so Diggs played 39 snaps, 53%. The Patriots dropped back. It was 37 pass attempts for May. There were 5 additional sacks, so 42 dropbacks.
Yep.
He targeted Diggs 3 times.
He targeted Henry 11 times. No, so like a quarter of his targets were to Hunter Henry.
Sure.
But maybe that was the magic because he was super successful.
Or maybe Diggs isn't open.
There could be that. I'm not saying Diggs had a good game, but I don't look at this one yesterday and be like, where were the wide receivers?
Well, no, me neither. But I did, we said going in, and I thought some of it was because Diggs was starting to minorly pop off about, hey, I'm doing what I'm told.
Yep.
And we got to win, and I'm happy about this and that and blah, blah, blah. But it was the beginning of a diva wide receiver complaining about his targets.
Well, right, and this is where that could start to snowball.
Yes.
You lose to Pittsburgh, a very winnable game.
You get 3 targets.
And a loss. If you lose to Carolina with 3 losses,
yeah.
Now it's another very winnable game.
Yeah, no, you're right. So watch that this week. But going into the game, we talked about this late last week. I forget if it was Thursday or Friday. I'm like, he'll set a season high in targets, and he'll lead the team at least in that category. I can't remember if we said receiving or not. But I expected him to lead the team in looks, and it wasn't even close.
But he also had 3 catches on 3 targets. Matt Collins had 4 catches on 4 targets. Kayshon Booty should have had 3 for 3, but Drake May threw the bad interception. So like all 3 of those guys would have caught every – throw in Kyle Williams if you want. He, 1 catch, 1 target. So all the receivers, with the exception of Pop Douglas, did what they needed to do, I guess. So like I'm not saying that they're a great group. I never said that. I thought they were closer to average. But let's see where that goes. Next week might be a week where you need them a little bit more, especially if you kind of turf for Ramondre Stevenson. Maybe there'll be more throws to go around.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. Again, they're going to be joined by Drake May in the 4 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. On a Patriots Monday, we'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag!
I got my first real
Grab Bag.
Boy, it had the 5 and done.
Grabbed. Grab Bags. Bled.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It was week three for the Bozo touchdown parlay here on the program. And Jones, we didn't hit. However, we're getting closer.
Are we?
Well, yeah, week one, it was 0 for 5.
Okay, start, leave one and more.
It goes as one loss.
Yeah.
But it was 0 for 5.
Yep.
When you looked at each individual pick. Week two, 2 for 5.
Yeah, who hit that week?
You and me.
Oh, we hit. Okay, good. Yeah.
Week three, 3 for 5.
Oh, who hit this week?
You, me, and Nick.
Nick, did you hit?
Yeah. Kenneth Walker.
You, me, and Nick.
Ken Walker.
Yeah. So it works.
7 yards, but.
Yeah, well,
it's a touchdown's a touchdown.
Touchdown. We weren't betting on yards. We're betting
actually,
on touchdowns.
Two of them.
It's not a yards parlay, Dick. Touchdown parlay.
This is true.
So we're all around it.
In theory, in a couple of weeks, we're cashing in.
Correct.
That Bozo touchdown.
Marv could have had one if he had hands.
Oh, was that close? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I know we were all making fun of Terp for betting Saquon.
No more Saquon bets because Saquon almost cost us the thing.
Saquon was minus 160. We're like, Terp, what are you doing? Didn't even get in the end
zone. Didn't even score.
Yeah, true.
Brutal.
Grab bag.
Meanwhile, the survivor knocked out two, three remain. Yumi and Terp remain. So we are going into week four in the survivor pools. I would imagine, though, people playing all around the country. Packers Browns was a significant one. I know Nick got out on the Falcons Panthers. That was like a 5.5 point spread, but I bet a lot of people took Packers.
I think a lot of people got knocked out on Green Bay. Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm so happy, cause today from
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, we have the play-by-play crew for Sunday's Patriots-Panthers game.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
I haven't seen this yet.
When you hear Pats and you hear Panthers, it's a Fox game, 1 o'clock kickoff from Gillette. You want to take a guess?
Okay, well, hang on. We've had Spiro and Arch so far.
That's right. We had Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt.
They still don't know that Ramondre fumbled going into the end
zone.
Like, they still have no idea.
Guys, he fumbled.
I already forgot.
Gerard calls that timeout.
I never forgot who we had week two, but it wasn't good. All right, the Fox team?
The Fox team. I got
it
a play
has
by,
to be Vilma, right?
I got a play-by-play. I'm an analyst. And I have a sideline reporter.
Burkhart and Brady. That's got to be what it is.
It's not Burkhart and Brady. No. Okay. It is Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth, and Jennifer Hale.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I feel like
Mark Schlereth on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
How about that?
They can talk all this weekend next. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chris Myers has been doing games a long time. He's been doing games a long time there. He used to have, I think, Robert Smith with him.
Oh,
Schlereth is an upgrade.
The Vikings back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They had him for a while. Huh. Schlereth is an upgrade.
Okay,
I would
say. Good. Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Going to give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
That's a bad injury news, Jones. Arizona Cardinals running back James Conner has a season-ending ankle injury. James Conner done for the year.
Well, and he's a guy who has dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. He was mostly healthy last year till very late. But, yeah, that was one where, like, both teams were out on the field, like, wishing him well after he had that injury. It was an ugly one.
Never a good sign.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels were on the field this past weekend on the road in an absolute hornet's nest of a place to play.
Yeah, tough place.
Central Florida.
What happened?
UCF, I'll tell you what happened. They lost by quite a bit. 34-9, your final score. I'm convinced this quarterback they got, Gio Lopez from South Alabama, got to be the worst quarterback in the country. He's terrible.
Him, he should be throwing footballs to Pop Douglas somewhere, is what he should be doing. those guys can go on a side field somewhere.
He's really lousy. Now,
I noticed you called them Central Florida. Did you do that on purpose?
On purpose?
Did you see that? Scott Frost, the head coach at UCF, he felt like they've been slighted when people like Bill Belichick refer to them as Central Florida. He takes that as like a personal affront. They're UCF. They're not Central Florida.
Wait, they're not Central Florida?
This is what I was unaware of.
Of Central Florida.
Don't say that, Keith. They're UCF. And so Scott Frost is like, after they won, he's like, some people disrespect us by calling us Central Florida. We're UCF.
So they're the Knights, right? The Central Florida Knights,
yeah,
I believe.
Well, I don't want to disrespect them, but I believe that's right. Yes.
I believe that's what their mascot is, the Knights. Did you see what their social media team posted after the game?
Oh, yeah, the W on the beach
with the airplane. Did you see
what the Steelers posted after they beat the Pats yesterday?
No.
They did the Goodwill Hunting apples thing with like a W with the guy in the Steelers hat.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
No, I don't hate that. Yeah. So Bill is now 2-2. Those were all non-conference games. So they lost to TCU and UCF. They defeated.
Those were close.
But they blew doors on Richmond, and they beat Charlotte.
Yeah, Tim Hightower on that Richmond team.
That Clemson game looks pretty winnable, though.
No. So here's the thing.
They're going to get dusted by Clemson.
Clemson blows. Yeah, so Clemson lost to Syracuse.
Syracuse is not that bad this year.
North Carolina blows worse.
True.
I'd have to hear that.
How do you mean worse?
Watch your profanity.
Be specific.
Four.
So they're off this week. They can lick their wounds before they get ready for conference play. And then next week, or I guess a week from this Saturday, October 4th, they play home against Clemson at high noon on ESPN.
Curb stomp. That's a curb stomp.
Okay, and then that game is followed by another ESPN game at Cal. And then on Halloween.
They might beat Cal. I don't know about that.
Did Cal already fire the coach, or was that UCLA?
That was UCLA. That was Sean Foster, UCLA. Yeah.
Cal's 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
They just lost this week, but they already beat Oregon State and Minnesota. But anyway, then they play Halloween. They play at Syracuse, also on ESPN. So three of their next four games are ESPN games. Yeah. So anyway.
Get excited.
I am excited for that. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you
got till it's gone? You leave paradise and put up a grab bag.
Anything else from the college football weekend jump out to you, Jones? There were some lopsided blowout victories. Some of the top teams played bad teams, although Indiana was home against Illinois.
Oh, I was on the Illinois side of that bet. That was rough.
So Illinois is ranked 9th going in, and they were a favorite at number 19, Indiana. The Hoosiers beat them 63-10.
Yeah, it was not good to be on the Illinois side. That did follow up, though, an incredible backdoor cover in the Oklahoma game this weekend.
I was going to say Oklahoma beat Auburn by a touchdown.
So, and
that spread was what, 7.5?
The number was 7, I think. I moved it a half point.
Okay.
7!
But that they covered on a safety at the end of that game, which was a great backdoor cover.
Another top 25 game, Texas Tech beat Utah 34-10. Vanderbilt scored 70 against Georgia State.
Ducks took down the Beavs in a civil war there. I don't think you can call it the civil war anymore,
but they won.
Well, it's Trump's America.
That's true. Yeah. I guess anything goes.
Yeah.
And then I think BC was off this weekend, I believe. I don't think there was any BC games to be had.
Wasn't on my radar, but
I don't believe.
Yeah. No, they're on the bye.
They're on the bye.
There you go.
And there you go. So no, we don't have to check in with those guys. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
A grab bag over here. I can't take it back.
Look where I'm at. Never seems appropriate that's where that goes. All right, take a look at the box office, Jones.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Oh, this is an old one. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Him made $14 million.
Seems low.
It does, but good enough for number one. Conjuring Last Rites made 13. That Demon Slayer movie made 12. Up over 100 at this point. Then you had Downton Abbey and The Long Walk rounding out the top five. But him, Davey Eyeballs and I are going to discuss it. It is football month on hashtag Dork. It's a football movie. What are you looking at me?
No, I was going to say, can you? I don't want to give away the
whole
pie,
thing.
But you,
yeah.
You're not as down on it as some people.
No,
correct?
So I didn't love it, but it got shredded by all the critics early. I'm like, so maybe that helped. I went in
you
expecting
went in real
it to be
low
the
expectations. Yeah,
but Marlon Wayans. So this is not a spoiler at all. Marlon Wayans' character is like an aging quarterback, like an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. But they specifically point out the fact that he has won 8 titles.
Ooh.
It's not the NFL. He's on like some other team.
No!
That's what I'm saying. So like
in your face, Brady.
At the very least, what this movie did was it added another fictional athlete that you kind of have to consider like one of the best ever.
Yeah.
It's like before you'd be like, so we're also doing the program tonight. And you're like, well, Joe Kane, Heisman candidate. He's one of the best. Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
For any given Sunday, probably one of the best quarterbacks.
Sure.
But you're like, this dude kind of has to be.
I mean,
like they kind of forced
8
it.
Titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be in the mix.
So his name is Isaiah White.
Okay.
So you got to kind of consider him the new goat.
All right.
The new fresh goat, I guess.
Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
No? All right. Well, they did snap a 3-game losing streak. They were about to get swept by the Dodgers 4 straight, but they were able to win yesterday. Rafael Devers was 1-for-3 with a walk, and so they got that going for them. Although, Jones, they're going to just run out of time here. National League wild card Giants are 3 games out.
Yeah.
And there's just too much traffic in front of them.
Well, that's what happens when you're 12 games below 500 since acquiring Devers, who's 233 with a 780 OPS in San Francisco.
All right, I guess.
I'm a genie in a
gram egg.
Baby, come on and let me out.
All right, but who was the best baseball performer from Sunday, September 21st?
We've all been wondering, yes.
Yeah, and it could be any of these 5 players, these 5 gladiators. Was it Ben Rice? 4-for-5, home run, 5 RBI.
Oh, wow.
Was it Joey Bart? 4-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Couldn't get him out.
Was it Jared Triolo? 4-for-5, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs.
Hmm.
Was it Emmett Sheehan? 7 scoreless.
7!
10 punch outs. Or was it Kyle Bradish? 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 9 Ks.
Let's go Joey Bart. Couldn't get him out.
You like Joey Bart?
Yeah, Joey Bart. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. No game for the Sox today. So truly a random baseball player. Or is it random? This man is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh.
Happy birthday to this man.
Not random at all.
Giant clue. He played for 3 teams in his 9-year big league career.
That's quick.
White Sox, Padres, and Rays. Over this time, he was a 1-time All-Star, a 2-time Silver Slugger,
ooh,
and he was the runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting.
Where?
With the Chicago White Sox.
White Sox, okay.
He played from 08 to 16. He's a recent vintage. Career high in dingers was 21.
Tim Anderson?
No. Good one, though. 21 home runs was his high.
Aaron Rowan. No, that's not.
He was primarily a shortstop
and
also played a little bit of second base in a pinch.
Okay.
They needed him to. But primarily a shortstop. I think it's where he won his Silver Sluggers and where he was an all-star. He, 30-steal season.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a 30-steal season
Alexi
in there.
Alexi Ramirez.
Oh!
He got it!
Yeah, Alexi Ramirez. Happy birthday, Alexi.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Do you want to know what his nickname was?
Wait. A-Ram.
The Cuban Missile.
Oh, wait. I know that's what they're calling Chapman.
Sure. Maybe a lot of the Cuban players are known as the Cuban Missile, but that's what it says in his thing.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Alexi Ramirez.
How many years young is he today?
44.
Happy.
Yeah, man. Happy 44th to Alexi Ramirez.
Good for you, Alexi. I would not have got that. I remember him, but good job by Bill.
Nice player.
I wasn't getting that. I thought I had it at Tim Anderson. What'd you say?
He was thin.
Was he?
I noticed that he's a very wiry player.
Yeah.
wiry. That was my takeaway.
Wiry power.
He was.
Yeah, okay.
He did have wiry power.
Okay. All right, that's the random ball player.
Yeah.
Each and every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. Red Sox season winding down. We're hoping they're going to hang on through the end of the year. More on that throughout the course of the week. It is Patriots Monday. WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock with Drake May. You got heart. You got Fitzy. And, of course, Drake May on the show as well. We'll get you the clip du jour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it's time now for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it is, of course, a Patriots Monday. We had a chance to speak with tight end Hunter Henry. We once again had to give him our surprise question of the week.
Okay, last week, we got a win with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. This week, I know it wasn't a win, but a very good individual performance for you, Hunter. So let's stick with that this week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise,
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars?
Probably 85. I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
I'll tell you what, I was surprised.
I broke the scale, Hunter.
I would agree. Huh. Now it's my turn. Yeah. I was surprised at how surprised he was. I didn't know if his scale could even go to 85.
I thought there was a...
He was like middle of the road. The first two questions we asked him was a 40 and a 45.
A non-zero chance he was going to hang up the phone.
Yeah.
And then I heard a snicker and I'm like, okay, good. He's still there.
Yep.
And then, right, I didn't think his scale actually went to 85, but we found out it did.
He started the interview a little terse.
He did.
Yeah.
Which I noticed based on subsequent interviews with other... we asked him how he's feeling after leaving the game, and he gave us nothing. But I noticed he was a little more conversational, it seemed, with the media who asked him the exact same question.
I think we warmed him up a bit.
I think that was for everybody else.
Yeah. We were like the opener.
Exactly.
There's another word for it, too, but I'll leave it an opener.
Yep. So there you go. The scale does go to 85.
Sure does.
Fitzy, I don't know if you where you would grade in on that, but...
Oh, the Will Smith slap?
Yeah.
Surprising. Oh, I would tilt. That's a bare minimum 85.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he was in a good mood because it did sound like there was some sort of like child's play going on in the background at the beginning of the interview. Like, was he near an ice cream truck?
I don't know. I didn't notice that till the second time.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that live. I just heard it on the replay. Yeah.
Maybe had like a favorite YouTube entertainer for the kids on or, you know, Bluey on the. But he's probably, knowing Bluey's Hunter Henry, I bet he's canceled his Disney Plus.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's like, not today.
Nope.
Not today. Not until Kimmel's back.
I always love
anywhere near.
I always love the surprise question of the week. Thrilled. Last time I was in here for a crossover, that one of the questions I suggested made it to
it's
Hunter.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Got a couple freshies for you.
Oh, okay. good. Yeah, we need these. Yeah.
Okay, ready? Hunter Henry, how surprised were you by the Tet Offensive? One of the great surprises of the Vietnam War. Caught the U.S. and their allies off guard.
Yeah, might catch Hunter off guard.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready for that.
How surprised were you by the Tylenol deaths of 1983?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, now that was, wasn't that back on Netflix? That was,
that was 1983.
So. No, I'm saying, wasn't there just
there was a
recent
Tylenol issue, but back in the 80s.
No, I thought they were covering that. I thought recently
it
came
out. A lot of documentaries.
Yeah,
I can't
so maybe Henry's seen that once.
I remember a kid on my bus got in a lot of trouble for Flintstone vitamins. No joke. He had like a million Flintstone
Sick
vitamins.
Brag, bro.
I don't know if he was pushing them, dealing them, whatever he was doing, but it was a real thing on my bus.
Dealing Flintstone.
I got to tell you, they're delicious. Still to this day.
Yeah.
Love me a good
Flintstone. You got to be careful. You don't have
you
too many
gotta
of those.
Stop.
Yeah. Like a nice orange Barney Rubble.
You got to, yeah. Can I have too many of those?
No.
They're packed with all kinds
Hunter Henry, how surprised were you by the COVID outbreak?
We were caught off guard.
That's true. That was surprising.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. The pangolin, yeah.
Hunter Henry, how surprised were you that George Clooney failed as Batman?
You would think.
You would have thought somebody with his charisma, star power, fresh off of ER.
Couldn't do it.
And finally, how surprised were you when you learned it wasn't butter?
Got it.
Oh, that's good.
Seven!
Yeah. That's good.
You think, low.
I can't believe
you're
it.
You're saying low.
Just some thoughts I collected.
We'll kick them around.
I always enjoy it.
Assuming Hunter Henry does more of these.
It's food for thought. It's like a good improv exercise that gets us geared up for afternoons.
We got to outflank him, too. If he starts answering everything 85, Keith.
We got to go with some more obvious questions.
We got to start asking him some really unsurprising, basic things.
People were tweeting us over the weekend how surprised were you that Pop Douglas ran the wrong way.
Yeah, sure.
That's a little too close to the bone there.
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Like his jersey number? DeMario is a very lovely young man.
Yeah.
But he is slowly playing his way
into the
Efton Chisholm inactive role.
Yes.
About time.
Oh, he's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's
no,
about
he can,
time that
he can be active, just not on this team. He can be active on somebody else's roster.
Sure.
But yeah, not
he's
here.
A lovely young man. But at the same time, before everyone wanted to put him in the Troy Brown wing of the Patriots Hall of Fame, you have to remember, he was a 6th-round pick from Liberty.
Right.
Liberty. Yeah, that's where you went. That's where you went. It sucks that it's not working out because his affability and charm are off the charts.
Yep.
But
I didn't find him very affable laughing it off yesterday after the game.
No,
that was
frustrating for the Foxborough faithful.
Yes.
But as Michael Hurley pointed out on the X a little bit earlier, maybe on 2nd and 13, if Drake, who had just gotten his bell rung for the second at least time in the game, he gets hit very hard by Watt on 1st down at 2nd and 13. He threw it way behind Pop. You're probably not in that 4th and 1.5, 4th and 2.
Well, that's fair.
If you hit Pop in stride on that 2nd and 13.
And Keefe is they just have bad. They're
not
on the same page.
Chemistry.
The two of them are not on the same page.
The Rams game last year told you all you needed to know about the fact that there's a great disconnect between Drake 10 and Pop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys have Drake today?
We do. I believe at 4 o'clock, 3:30, Marcus Jones. 4 o'clock, Drake May. And we have requested both of them not use Cricket Wireless.
Oh, well, I wouldn't hold my breath. Not hold my breath on that. But that's coming up on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nights.
Quick question. Between now and Sunday, 6 Red Sox games left.
Oh.
How many nights do you think the kids eat free?
It better be three.
Three. Got to be three.
I'm going to go two.
Only
and four.
Two?
Two and four.
Well, there we're going to be hearing from Justin to see if that happens.
We may have Hogdale might like suffer a stroke. I fear
worried
for this
Hog.
Young man.
I'm always worried for Hog. I am.
What if there's a one game play in next month? Could there be a play? No, there's a tie.
They changed that.
Yeah, they have like 10 layers of tiebreakers to get rid of it.
Oh, Play one game eliminations are the best.
Yep. Okay. Only 2 times kids are eating free. That would be bad. That would be bad.
My kids ate free yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Free tendies.
One
got the tendies. One got wanted a hot dog.
Oh.
I was like, hey, they got hot dogs? Like, you know,
tendies
hot dogs.
In the Gliz, 6 to 10 on EEI.
All right, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. They come your way next. We're back tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday, Kiefer Madness. We'll talk to you at 10 on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.